His life flashed before him like Polaroids flicking in a bicycle wheel. He watched himself as a toddler, driving a battery-operated Corvette. He watched as the high school version of himself polished his trophy shelf, again as he banged four women at once. A voice in his head said, "Jump." The swirling vortex around him ceased. Gary sat with his head between his knees. He quickly turned and vomited his low-carb pita wrap all over the desert sand. He knew he was in the desert because there were tumbleweeds everywhere. "There's tumbleweeds everywhere," he said. "It's like I'm in the old Wild West." But just then a tumbleweed stopped, looked at him, and sighed. "God damn, sir, where the hell'd you come from?" A man in a cowboy hat and boots said, startling Gary. He was perched atop the most majestic creature Gary had ever seen. "Boy, those sure are some funny clothes you got on, fella." He turned his head and spat. "What's your name?" Quickly gathering his wits, Gary said, I'm Geraldo. Geraldo Deschain. I'm the baddest motherfucker."
Yeah, the man said. "Well, listen, Geraldo, we don't take kindly to witchcraft around here. So if that's your game, best you just go on."
"No, sir, no witchcraft here. I'm probably the only person I know who hasn't seen Harry Potter yet."
"Harold Porter?" the cowboy said. "Yeah, I know him. He runs the saloon over in town."
"Oh, yeah? That town there?" Gary pointed at the only lights and buildings as far as the eye could see.
"That's the one. What's that there town called?"
Gary puffed out his massive chest and gave an award-winning Clint Eastwood impersonation.
"You really are lost, aren't you, sir?" the man said. "Well, this town here is called..."
"I can't breathe!"
Helen shouted from inside her bottle. Gary screamed and dropped the bottle. Helen's lips spilled onto the ground and she said,
"Howdy!"
The cowboy drew his pistol faster than fire.
"I knowed you was a witch!"
he screamed as he began firing shots wildly towards them. The tumbleweeds scattered to dodge the bullets. Two of them were shot and killed. Gary hastily shoved Helen's lips back in with the rest of her, bits of sand stuck to them. He'd have to remember to poke some holes in the plastic later. Right now, he needed to get away, so he hauled ass in the other direction. In the confusion, the man's horse, whose name Gary never caught, began running right towards him.
"Jump!"
Helen shouted from inside the bottle. The horse seemed to be running in slow motion. Something about that word had caught Gary off guard. Jump. Gary channeled his inner part-time CrossFit instructor as he jumped into the air and did a backflip onto the horse. He didn't even spill Helen.
"Get back here!" the man shouted.